Yes, good morning once again, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration from Fountain of Life. My name is Jody, and I just want to welcome you here this wonderful day that God has made. This is a blessing to be able to spend time with you. In some ways, I wish that I could see your faces and hear your voices, because sometimes you just wonder if you're just talking to a telephone or... I know that there are people calling in and listening, but it would be a blessing to get to see you. And someday I trust that we will meet. We'll meet either somewhere here on this earth or together in the kingdom of God. And that's what we've been looking at, the kingdom of God, Matthew chapter 5. And I trust that you've been reading and looking at that. If you haven't been, I would encourage you to do so. Take a look at the teachings of Christ, and I'm not saying this is the only place you need to read in the Bible, but it's a very important one. This is, if you look at Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you'll notice that almost all of the print there is red. If you have, most of the Bibles today have the words of Christ in red, and this is a very concentrated teaching of Jesus right here in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's a blessing. I'd like to take just a minute here to remind you, most of you probably already know, about the Saturday morning Bible study. You would have opportunity to speak and to have conversation with those that are having the Bible study at 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday morning. And you can call 1-218-862-1300. That's, I'll tell you that number again. It's 1-218-862-1300. And the ID number is 525-819. That's 525-819. And you'd be getting a blessing out of that if you joined in, I'm sure. So if you find yourself able to call in on Saturday morning, you ought to do that and be blessed and hear good teaching on Saturday morning. You'll be encouraged. But now, back to our Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Like I say, it's been called the Sermon on the Mount. This is, as I said, this is a concentrated teaching of Christ. He's giving a very comprehensive teaching. He's just saying what His kingdom is like and what it's going to be like. And then, as you well know, at the end of, after He's given all of this, the people were astonished at His teaching, by the way, because He taught like someone who had authority and not like the scribes, as the Bible tells us there. He was teaching with authority. He wasn't just speaking words. They could tell something behind this. He's really giving us something here. And Jesus, He said, at the end of His teaching, He said, you know, I'm going to liken you to a man that's a wise man that built his house on the rock. Those who hear my sayings and do them. Or you can be the foolish man that hear the sayings and you don't respond, you don't act upon that. And you know that story. Jesus is saying, if you build your life here, you're going to be a wise man. So, anyways, we are looking at the first 13 verses here in chapter 5. We talked about salt yesterday, the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? How are you going to salt or get the savor to salt that has lost its savor? I don't think you can. So he's saying that it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. So let's be salt in this world and bring out the goodness of God's kingdom and be representatives of God's kingdom, a kingdom that's perfect, flawless. And then verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world." Okay, now we had talked about how Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. And again, I want to make sure we understand, This is talking about the people that are wanting to represent His kingdom, those that are seeking after the kingdom of God, those that are wanting to be pure in heart. And all the things that we read about here, this is who he's talking to. You are the salt of the earth. You're my representatives, ambassadors. And now in verse 14, he says, you are the light of the world. Now, first we're the salt of the world, the salt of the earth. And now he's saying you are the light of the world. Now, the light of the world. You know, you and I are well aware of the blessing of light. Light reveals things that we wouldn't see otherwise. And I have this neat little flashlight that I carry around. I really appreciate this. It's a small little compact. But, you know, when I go outside, we live up in the mountains, and there are no city street lights. And when the sun goes down, it is just dark here. There's not a lot of people living in this area, and so there's not any artificial light. It's only the moonlight and the stars. And there are times now it's a near full moon, so it's not that dark outside. But when the new moon is here, you go outside, you just cannot see. And so this little light's been a blessing. And I know you've experienced the blessing of light. Light will shine and give us a glimpse and show us things that we wouldn't see otherwise. Jesus saying, you are the light of the world. He says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You know, if you were to take a city, like they many times did in those days, they would build a city up on top of a hill. And it had several advantages for that, especially for being able to defend the city. But Jesus is saying, if you set a city on the hill, you're not easily going to hide that. Everybody can see it. You can see it from far away. And so he's saying here, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. In verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So we know that when we get a light going, we don't try to cover it up with something. We're using that light. We need that light to help us to see. And he's saying here, it's very simple, and it's very obvious. He says, men don't light a candle and then put it under a bushel or under a basket or something to hide the light, but they put it on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And you remember, the salt of the earth, God wants us to go out, and he wants us to be a sweet savor, a good savor, representing his kingdom. And now he's saying, now you light a candle, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. God wants us to go out and be light in this world. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that, there's something important in here. You know, God wants us to do right in his sight. And he wants us to have good works. And sometimes we can get kind of confused with that. God's not interested in our works, even though it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. I don't want you to misunderstand what he's saying there. Our good works, Paul explains this, that our good works, our righteousness, is filthy, filthy rags to him. But now, the good works he's talking about here is works that will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Now, if we're doing something and people applaud us for it and they're looking to us and saying, wow, look at him. If it is to glorify us, then those aren't the kind of works. That's not what God's looking for. The whole world is doing that. There's people that have all kinds of things that they are impressing the world with. And he's not talking about that. He's talking about works that glorify our Father, which is in heaven. He's the one doing it. He's the one living his life in us, that there are good works, and that he is changing somebody that was dead and made him alive. That's the good works. God is looking for you and for me to be light shining in this world, that men might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. I do believe that's your desire. I believe it's my desire as well. Let's pray to that end, that God would use us to be salt and light, that we would expose the things that are in darkness, that men's hearts would be convicted, that they'd turn to God as we preach the gospel, as we tell the truth of God's word to those we work with, those we see from day to day. Let us be ambassadors for Christ. My heart longs to do that. My flesh is weak and not very willing. But my heart says yes. And so I want to encourage you today too. Would you be salt and light for God? And you can't artificially do that. You have to have the life of God in you, working those things out. And so look to Him. Ask God to help you to be salt and light as you seek first the kingdom of God. God bless your day today.